What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning. Time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, Vice President of Economics for Kiesler Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay,
sir. How was the weekend?
It was hot.
A little too much for me.
Just miserably crazy, just stupid hot.
I know it.
But it gets that way every year, and it's just is what you're going to do, you know? And I heard Peyton Malone, that's the last name, Tim? Peyton Malone, yeah. WWO weather expert saying copy and paste forecast for the rest of the week. Nice try, Peyton. It's copy and paste until October, my friend, unless there's...
Agreed. 90 days.
Yeah, unless there's tropical weather, which we don't want anyway. Tell me what's going on with Wall Street.
You know, Todd, last week we had an abbreviated week, and everybody was kind of sitting at the edge of their chair looking for the employment report that was going to be out Friday. Well, Friday, the holiday, pushed it into Thursday. And the June jobs report, and just for everybody's knowledge, the Labor Department puts out numbers at the first Friday of the next month for the previous month. So the fourth would have been the day, but they didn't. They put it out on the third. Anyway, it's a big ticket item. It only comes out once a month, as I just mentioned. And Wall Street tends to, you know, sit at the end of their seats, especially now, wondering what the jobs landscape is looking like. So the previous month in May, 144,000 new jobs were created. That was a decent number. But as I had mentioned then, we're getting used to these numbers that start with a 100 and so many thousands. A good number would start with a 2 and let it be a high 2 or even a 3, 300,000 new jobs in a month. We've not gotten that for a long time. And in fact, some analysts are saying, you know, the jobs numbers have been kind of weak because of what I just said. And some people are saying, which I think they bit off too much, they're saying we entered a recession last October, but it goes to show I don't think that, and I don't think many people think that. I think some people step out on a ledge and say, well, you know, I'm ready to make a prediction, and it just doesn't have the other evidence surrounding it. But I see where they were coming from to say, well, you know, the labor market is much weaker than people would think or much weaker than Wall Street would think, but we got used to these numbers starting with a 1 every month, and then that's kind of, you know, fast forward to today. And 110,000, all the economists got together, 110,000 was the expected number. Now, keep in mind, the previous number was 144, and that's weak. And 110 is even weaker. So it came out basically at the same as May. right at 147. Well, the market went crazy. Everybody was, you know, high-fiving, and this is a wonderful number. Well, I guess it is based on the 110. But you peel back the curtain a little bit, and the 147 just isn't as good as people might have thought. You know, half of the new jobs are created by state and local governments. Private sectors only added about 74,000 jobs in a month, and it was the smallest increase in 8 months. So we've got to watch this very closely, because the people, when they're talking or mentioning, you know, some recession-type conditions, or are we going to fall into one like many countries in the rest of the world are in recession already? So what's going to happen to us? And, you know, it tends to be economically damaging. Imagine that, when we fall into a recession. So these numbers are just, you know, heavily watched from month to month. So, okay, so the companion statistic that goes along with this announcement is the unemployment rate. Okay, so in May it was 4.2. It was expected because of some weakness, even if the 110 were the number that was coming out. So the economist said, you know what, we think the unemployment rate is going to tick up. It's finally gotten down to the point where there's not enough jobs maybe to replace the people that are retiring, all the things happening in the economy. So the unemployment rate is going to tick up to 4.3. Well, it proved that prediction wrong, and it actually went down a tenth of a percent. So unemployment from 4.2%, which is, for a country our size, that is a low number. That's the old days when economists used to say a 5% was, quote, full employment. That's about as best as the number could get. Well, that's been eclipsed for many years, much according to, you know, technology gets gotten into our country or every place else. So the 4.2 went down to 4.1. Well, some people started digging in that, and it turns out that, you know, companies aren't, they don't seem to be hiring, and they don't seem to be laying off. And I think there's been enough possible confusion, or just for the average firm, they're saying, well, you know, I don't delve into this stuff all the time. We hear all these things about the tariffs and what that's going to do to the economy, what that could potentially do to the economy. How long are the tariffs going to stay on, and what is it going to mean to me? What is it going to mean to, you know, I run a string of car washes, or I work for a grocery? What is that going to mean to me when these tariffs are coming on? And, you know, how much am I going to have to brace for? So I'm not interested in replacing a lot of staff or reducing the size of my staff. So the combination of which, people tend to be keeping the number of staff. They're not increasing, not decreasing. Where does the 4.1 come from? Well, many people have left the labor market. You know, people retire every day, and the population is not growing like, you know, our fertility rate is about 1.5. So it tends to replace itself a little bit more slowly than it was many years ago. So even though we're saying the job numbers were better than expected, it's something to be glad about, and then the unemployment rate fell, it just had some news in the background, Tommy, that the numbers, while good on the surface, they aren't as much to cheer about when you kind of delve into the details and look into some of the ingredients there. So another thing that I pulled up on the Fed's website, if anybody wants to ever look at a lot of statistics and a lot of graphs and fancy things, you go to the stlouisfed.org, and they are the Fed branch in the country that keeps up all the statistics for all of the Federal Reserve. So there's something called the quit rate, Q-U-I-T. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
People tend to quit their jobs when their times are wonderful, and you know you can quit your job and feel confident about it and walk across the street and get another job and maybe even a better job, one that pays more, it's got better benefits. And remember, we were seeing a lot of that right after COVID because everybody had gone out of work. There was a lot of benefits being circulated by the government. And you remember where people were quitting very, very routinely. You know, they'd go and file applications with 10 different businesses, get hired at 7 of them and not show up to work except for the one of them. So that was kind of a tumultuous time. The quit rate was very high because there was so much demand on labor, so few labor out there that people thought that was a good idea, just quit the jobs. Well, now it's fallen precipitously. So it kind of the people's psychology is being reflected in that statistic that people are not, they're not doing that. They're not saying, well, oh yeah, I could, you know, get a lot of hubris with yourself and say, oh, I could quit this job, walk across the street and do even better than where I am. So the combination of which I think does a good job in telling where the labor department, the labor numbers are in the United States. And it's kind of fragile right now. And that's where I think, there was so much that had gone into Wall Street, hitting new highs on the S&P, hitting new highs on the NASDAQ. And there was a lot of that enthusiasm going in there. And I guess it's because, one, the big, beautiful bill has passed. Whether we like the ingredients or not, I think Wall Street was just relieved that it's off the table and that we can start working on the contents. But the other part is that the labor pool is sitting fairly stagnant right now, and people are wondering about what tomorrow is going to bring to the jobs that they have.
Mark, one final word about 401ks and for the rest of the year.
I think there was more enthusiasm about the big, beautiful bill getting passed than it being defeated. So I think that's where the market averages have gone to levels where they are now. And I was going over with Dave where, you know, talk about 401ks. We were saying Friday that year to date, the Dow is up over 5%. And year over year, within 1 year, it's up 14%. There's nothing to sneeze at. So the market has treated people decently. So if you're looking at your 401k and it approximates the Dow, then you're up double digits again for this year. And the S&P is up even higher, about 7% year-to-date, and about 13%, a little over 13% over the year. So what's going to happen going forward? I think that that the conditions here are much better than most every other place in the world. And if some of all of what's going on, meaning the bill is passed, that was a big deal for the administration, for the Congress, and I think now some of those tariffs are going to come off. We've already seen with Canada recently, they would say, okay, you know, we'll make a deal that the United States wanted. And I think that's what's going to happen amongst the others that we're waiting on answers from, if there are many left. But I think the markets under the circumstance could go higher. And it won't be this week, it'll be next week. But just to add in, we're going to have inflation numbers coming out again. So the CPI and PPI, they're scheduled to come in at 0.1% increases. So I think, as far as inflation, I wish that it would retrace a little bit instead of just going up by these very small numbers. But that's good news, so that the prices aren't rising like they were a couple of years ago. But I'd love some negative numbers here, meaning that, you know, especially if energy goes down. I've been saying that's going to have a potential effect on lowering prices in other areas, maybe food and other things that you know, everything depends on energy. Mm-hmm. But I think over the next couple of weeks, we're not seeing news that's going to be upsetting to Wall Street. So looking for a decent short term here.
Valuable information as always. Thank you, Mark Rosa. We'll take a break. Come back. 7:54 traffic now. WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.